Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you in the studio is Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Oh, we'll continue with your phone calls here. Let's start up with Marcus listening in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Marcus. Marcus.
It's a little party going on there.
I think Marcus might have put his phone down. Marcus in Mississippi. Are you there? I'm going to put him on hold. All right. So, you know, we were just talking about the New York City subways being shut down. Mark, you say it was the right choice to make. I'm suggesting maybe they could have looked at which subways were more likely to flood and maybe shut those down and not shut down the whole thing. But either way, that's what they did. But now there's more out of New York, according to CBS New York. With New York City's mass transit in the early stages of coming back online due to the overwhelming amount of damage caused by Superstorm Sandy, Mayor Michael Bloomberg is taking a proactive approach to keeping street traffic in Manhattan at a manageable level. The mayor has announced during a press conference today that effective Thursday morning, there will now be restrictions on cars entering the borough, specifically that you may not have a vehicle with less than three people in it if you're going into the city. So, sorry for you if you don't have enough friends to fill up your car at the certain time of day in which you must go to work.
Interesting.
If you are in a car with two people or less, you will not be allowed into Manhattan.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a little bit different, huh?
I'm a little stunned.
How long is this going to last?
As long as they want.
Yeah, I mean, it says here Thursday and all day Friday from 6 a.m. to midnight. So presumably on Saturday, unless it's extended for some reason. I mean, they're allegedly trying to clear out the tunnels,
I'm sure
the water,
they are.
And all that. There you go. Just figured I'd share that one. I thought it was an interesting addition to all the shutdowns. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. So, in other news, Nemi, you had something with which you wanted to share. And then, Mark, you've got the Halloween costume story that we do every single year as far as what's the most popular Halloween costumes for 2012.
Yeah, there's a little surprise there.
We'll get to that.
So, a D.C. police officer who jumped onto the hood of a packed car and fired five gunshots at its occupants minutes after offering a transgender woman $500 for sex was found guilty of assault with a deadly weapon on Friday.
Wow, was he really angry that he got turned down?
He was also convicted of solicitation. He was acquitted of the most serious charge he faced, assault with intent to kill, and six related offenses stemming from an August 26, 2011 argument that turned violent.
Okay. So, my favorite thing to do is pretend that cops are real people, and that they are, you know, subject to the same laws that you and I are subject to. We're told this all the time. The police are subject to the same laws that we're all subject to, that civilians are subject to. And I'm just wondering, under what circumstances would I not be charged with assault with a deadly weapon if I jumped onto the hood of a car and fired five rounds into what? Did you say the roof of the car?
The roof of the car.
Or the...
I would think you'd be charged with attempted murder.
At its occupants, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine you would be charged with anything but attempted murder.
Right,
and
I would
assault
agree.
Assault with a deadly weapon, and assault with a weapon, and, you know, I mean, just the whole...
Possession of a weapon in D.C.
Right.
Sure. Sure. So during a week-long trial in D.C. Superior Court, prosecutors argued that Furr became aggressive after the transgender woman declined his offer to pay for sex. So, yes, Ian, you're right. He got turned down. His attorneys, David Knight...
I totally guessed on that.
He did. Well,
isn't it obvious?
And it wasn't just once, it was twice. So at the time of the incident, he was off-duty, but he had a blood alcohol level twice the legal limit for drivers in the district.
So .16,
maybe.
Not impressive.
So he approached a transgender woman in the area of 4th and K Streets, Northwest, about 4 a.m., offered her $100 for sex, and then followed her to a nearby CVS, where he offered her $500. After she told two male friends who were in the store, they confronted him. An argument ensued. He showed the men a gun before they drove away. They followed him in another car.
Wow.
He followed them or they followed him?
They followed him.
Okay.
And when he came to a stop, they pulled up beside him and someone began punching him in the face.
Oh, well. There you go.
Prosecutors argued that one man attacked him while defense attorneys said both men took part. After Furr drove off, they slammed their car into his. He then climbed out of his car onto the other car's hood.
These are pretty ballsy
fire.
Dudes. I mean, the cop flashed a gun and they're going after him.
Yeah. don't know that I'm moving more towards the cop as this story continues.
No, because he climbed out of his car onto the other car's hood and opened fire.
He'd been attacked. He'd been just assaulted with a car. I'm not saying it's justified. I don't think it's, he should have done it. But, I mean, he just got rammed. I kind of understand why someone escalates after violence has been escalated against them. It's revenge, retaliatory force.
Mm-hmm. He's hassling a woman who doesn't want to have sex.
Absolutely.
With him.
Absolutely.
So they said, leave her alone. He showed a gun.
Yep.
He drove
and then
away.
They followed him and rammed him, punched him in the face and rammed his car.
Yeah, that's overboard for sure.
So I don't know. I mean, I think that at this point, once they've got their licks in on this dude.
So he said the shooting took place at First and Pierce, blocks from an area that is a popular hangout for transgender women who sometimes work as prostitutes during late night and early morning hours. Some of their customers are men who freestyle or who have sex with transgender women.
That's what freestyling is?
I guess.
Okay.
Apparently.
I'm going to need to look this up. Hold on.
Oh, dear.
Urban Dictionary.
Here we go.
Yep.
Furr, who had been in D.C. jail since his arrest shortly after the shooting, was ordered released. His family, seated in the courtroom, wept and hugged him after he was ordered free. Now, I'm sorry. I just don't think that climbing onto the hood of someone's car and shooting at them is the answer.
Oh, I don't think it is either. Neither is ramming them. When you want them to go away and leave you alone, chasing them down
when he's
and
leaving, right?
Right.
Yeah. So the guy was leaving. He was leaving a situation where these guys had confronted him, and they continued to pursue him, which I think was a mistake on their part.
I would agree.
Escalating.
I don't think you should be pursuing people who turn you down for sex once they've said no.
I agree. No, I totally agree. The cop was in the wrong first.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The cop was in the wrong first, and when he left, that should have been it. Should have been the end of it. All right, well, let's go home. That guy's gone.
Urban Dictionary doesn't have freestyle as wanting to have sex with transgendered individuals in its top 7 definitions here.
Well, I tend to trust the Washington Post more than Urban Dictionary as a source. Myself, I don't know. I could be wrong.
Number 6 is standing up and using the bathroom without using your hands.
Let's go to the phones. Try Marcus again. I believe he's back. Marcus, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was getting McDonald's, man.
Good times. Well, you are on the radio, so go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I was talking about, I know you guys talk about jury nullification.
Yes, sir.
But I was wondering what you thought about maybe police nullification.
Tell me what that means.
I mean, essentially, I guess it would mean the same thing as jury nullification, meaning that the police should only not enforce bad laws. If the law is bad, you know what I'm saying?
No, I agree. The police absolutely. What you're talking about is discretion, and the police absolutely can do this. They can
do it, as a matter of fact.
Right. Yeah. Hey, what'd you order there?
I got a Big Mac and some fries.
Right on. It sounds good.
When I get a Big Mac, I prefer McDonald's. To get it without the lettuce, because the lettuce doesn't have any nutritional value, and it just takes the special sauce and drops it on your shirt.
That's an interesting point. But you're absolutely right, Marcus. The police have the ability, and they absolutely do use discretion anytime they, for instance, are not enforcing laws that are never enforced. So, like around here in Keene, New Hampshire, I think it might be statewide, actually, all of New Hampshire, playing sports on Sunday is illegal, but you don't see them out cracking down on sporting events. So clearly, they're using their ability to use discretion every single day. It's just that convincing them to use discretion in the case of like drug possession and things like that is a very difficult thing to do because, going after the drug dealers and such is a lucrative prospect for the police.
They've been taught, like all of us all their lives, that drugs are bad.
Right. Well, also, they know that they can get cash, too, and that that's good for the department.
And that's also good for promotions.
Breaking up a Little League game isn't going to really be a windfall of cash for them.
No,
thank you for the call tonight, Marcus. Enjoy your meal. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed with brain.
access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want, toll-free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We have archives. You can just click and download as many of them as you would like. The last 7 days' worth are right there at the top of the page, easy to access. And the year's worth that we have are not that much harder. You can just click into the archive section. Or you can go to our SoundCloud page and reach the archives that way. SoundCloud page, you can just go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com or use the link on the left-hand side under Listen and Share on our website at freetalklive.com. Either way, we got lots of archives, and they're all completely free.
Bitcoins, they're money for the Internet. Bitcoins are a, I guess, software program that allow you to send and receive money anywhere in the world without having to pay any fees. You can send. I could send money right now to somebody if they had a laptop in North Korea and could get the internet. I guess that that's an important part too. They're incredible. No one can mess with your Bitcoin account unless, of course, you don't keep your computer secure, which is another issue. If you want to get an online wallet that is encoded, you can go to blockchain.info. They've got a free one there. With that, you can send money. You don't have to have. They don't even have to have a wallet for you to send it to. You can send it to people's email address. You can send it to your Facebook friends or anyone's cell phone number in just about any country around the world. Go find out more about that wallet at blockchain.info and bitcoins in general at weusecoins.org.
All right, so there's news out of Amsterdam. We mentioned this briefly at the beginning of the program. We have been talking about in recent times how Amsterdam was looking like they were going to restrict the use of cannabis in their city to only city residents. And that was, I believe, that they had changed the law to reflect that. But apparently there's news on this issue. It's coming from rawstory.com. Dutch city of Amsterdam, famous hotspot for marijuana tourism, won't be forced to stop selling weed to tourists anytime soon thanks to a pact between the country's Liberal and Labor parties, which came together this week to form a new coalition government under the new arrangement.
Wow, they haven't had a government in a long time. It's been almost 2 years, hasn't it?
Was
that Belgium?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, maybe it's Belgium that's been without a government for like 2 years.
Really? I would be interested in learning more about that. How are they living without a government over there?
I think that they're just using the same budget from previous
years. Oh, I see. So the government still exists.
The bureaucrats do. They just, I don't...
They're collecting taxes. Bureaucrats are getting paid. You got a government, right? Under the new arrangement, the so-called weed pass was implemented by the last government will be scrapped, although the drug will still be considered off-limits to tourists. However, the incoming government said that individual cities will have the leeway to decide whether to enforce the law or not. Both center-left parties said they opposed the weed pass, which was approved by lawmakers in 2011.
Why do they have two center-left parties?
It's the Netherlands. I mean, I guess there's a variety of choices in those places. In Europe, there are usually in multiple, parliamentary system, lots of parties get elected.
Wow. You mean they don't only have two?
Nope. So both of those parties opposed the weed pass, which was approved in 2011 and given legal clearance by a judge in April, which was set to take effect in Amsterdam next year. Amsterdam voters are largely against the weed pass, meaning the city is not likely to enforce the law. Marijuana technically is illegal in Holland, but individuals cannot be prosecuted for possessing small amounts. So,
but how do they sell? How do the coffee shops sell it then?
Well, the original idea was to make it so they could only sell to locals and not to tourists.
I'm just asking if it's illegal. Technically illegal, but individuals can only possess small amounts. Then
right.
How is it that places like coffee shops clearly have enough to distribute? Why are they not getting... I don't know.
Discretion.
Yeah, you're right. That has to be it.
That's right. Discretion. It's got to be.
Yeah, and this is huge tourism for Amsterdam, so thank goodness that they're probably not going to enforce this law. But I guess the weed pass was kind of like the next step of this law preventing tourists from purchasing this, is that like you would have to have the weed pass in order to be able to buy marijuana from coffee shops. So the weed pass is done for, but the law is still in effect that allows the enforcement of, you can't have this if you're a tourist, but it'll be each individual city that gets to decide how to enforce it.
Yeah, there's Free Talk Live listeners all over the world.
People are buying their tickets.
Raising a glass, cheering on Amsterdam right
That's
now.
Right. I'm one of them.
Yeah, I think this is, definitely a move in the right direction again. But it really is, it indicates how fickle, changing the system is, how difficult of a process.
Alaska basically had legalized marijuana for a while, didn't it?
And they flipped it back.
Yeah. And, they weren't able to cite any good reasons other than the conservatives came into power there. And,
prohibition.
Smoking pot's bad.
Yeah. So, I'm glad to see this happening. It's frustrating, though, to see marijuana provisions have success and then see pushback against it as though anything has changed, as though kids are all of a sudden dying from smoking pot, as though pot has become more dangerous and all the other BS that they feed you. It's just people trying to control other people. And, gosh, what's the big deal? It's a plant. I mean, the idea that growing a plant is illegal is just absolutely asinine.
make any sense. And, you know, when you look at marijuana, it's obviously the history of marijuana, the people that have used it. The United States' drug policy has a great deal of effect on the other countries' drug policies. And, you know, that's what it really comes down to. Because if you look at marijuana, it's less harmful than alcohol in, you know, sort of a recreational use. And it's more helpful than, shoot, lots of things out there. It can be used as a drug to treat all kinds of ailments and, you know, mitigate pain and increase appetite. And I guess it helps people with glaucoma in some ways.
You know, last night we were talking about gambling. And so kind of since we're on the prohibition topic again, just randomly came across another article about another gambling crackdown. This time, the police have uncovered a gambling ring at youth football games. Authorities have arrested 9 people in Deerfield Beach, Florida, including several football coaches, saying they were gambling on youth football games and setting point spreads prior to games. Broward Sheriff's officials searched 2 alleged gambling houses on Monday where they say people were betting on professional, college, and youth games. The 9 men arrested were charged with bookmaking, and some were charged with keeping a gambling house. Authorities say suspects have direct ties to the South Florida Youth Football League, and several have extensive criminal histories. According to their police chief, we take these types of activities seriously, and will continue to monitor the situation at our parks. Does that make does that tarnish the name of the youth football leagues that somebody's put a few dollars on the game?
You know, it doesn't bother me if coaches or players gamble on a game, as long as they're gambling on themselves. I really have a problem with people
because they can throw the game. You mean?
Yeah, betting against themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, betting for the other team.
So they can only bet for their own team. That's what you're saying.
That's how I would see it. I mean, you know, you might play a little harder if you get some money riding on it, too.
According to the league's website, it has 22 clubs and 6,000 players of all ages in 3 counties. So, you know, it makes you wonder, is this just a group of a few guys that was involved in this?
They got point spreads. This isn't just a few people.
So I wonder how widespread gambling is on youth football games. Is that one of the reasons why it's so popular? Is it more than just the, go team, it's our school? Is it just because there's a lot of gambling going on and you just don't know about it? 855-450-FREE. You can tell us your experience if you have it. Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves via the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, and it's 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you are invited to our website as well for freetalklive.com. News updates, we got them, and we've got them in email form as well as Twitter and Facebook. If you follow us on Twitter and Facebook, you'll get more than just news about the show. You will find out, get some links to the show prep while we're doing the show, maybe some questions asked of you, observations that we'll make on Twitter and Facebook. And you can go and get signed up for any of those, email, Twitter, Facebook, all over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
BitInstant.com is the place to go to get your bitcoins. First, you go online to BitInstant.com. They give you all kinds of options from which to... Where you can deposit money or give them money in order to buy bitcoins. Some cases it's online options like Dwolla. Other cases it's businesses in your town. Some of them are banks. Some of them are CVS, several convenience stores, Walmarts, all kinds of locations. There's one near you. There's more than a million locations around the world in more than 30 countries. BitInstant.com is the largest supplier of bitcoins, and they allow you to get it in the safest, most economical fashion. It's BitInstant.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. And then coming up, Halloween costumes. Mark's got the most popular in 2012. But first, Robert is in Vermont watching at cam.freetalklive.com. Hey, Robert.
Hey, I'm watching you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, you guys were talking about, the legalization of marijuana. And, I think that the reason why it's such a hard time trying to get these laws to pass it, to even make it legal, is number one, look at the revenue that the police make when they make a bust in terms of when they collect, all the cash and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. That's a big factor.
Number two,
and it's not just the police themselves, they don't benefit from it. It's the police departments and their superiors that benefit. So therefore,
cops will benefit if they pocket some cash in the raid.
That's true, if they are dirty. And I can't imagine, you don't put me in a room with a million unmarked bills. I mean, I just don't do it. I can't imagine that too many people can handle too much temptation in that area.
I also think that that it would raise hell with the alcohol industry.
Yeah, there's a huge lobby. The Partnership for a Drug-Free America, actually part of the partnership, are different alcohol manufacturers as well as prescription drug manufacturers.
Exactly.
And, Robert,
you know, I mean, I don't know about any other state at all, but I know that if in New Hampshire, I'm sure that it would that would raise hell with them.
What do you mean it would raise hell with?
Well, I mean in terms of the legalization of marijuana. You know, it would be like if it was legal, because there's so many people out there that smoke marijuana. I mean, you know, and you can't hide that fact. That, you know, more people could be more apt to buy marijuana than they would be to, you know, to call.
Oh, hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. There was a weird little disconnect with the audio there. So, I'm sorry. I guess I'm missing your point about New Hampshire. Are you saying that because New Hampshire has a state liquor distribution,
monopoly,
they would be upset about marijuana?
I think so, yeah, because people would be more apt to buy the marijuana if they would, you know, because...
I wonder about
it's
that.
It's such a big thing, you know?
Yeah, I wonder about that. I mean, plenty of people buy marijuana today, and... that, you know, people are still drinking plenty of alcohol as well. I can't really imagine that alcohol would take a huge hit if marijuana were decriminalized. Plenty of people enjoy both of those products simultaneously.
Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting to see that. I had never actually seen any of those numbers. And we've been looking at Prohibition and places like Amsterdam and other places like that.
Look, the alcohol manufacturers understand if you imbibe too much alcohol, you're going to have a headache in the morning. If you smoke too much marijuana, you're going to be tired and go to sleep.
Right, but are the bars shutting down in Amsterdam?
No, I don't think they are. But I do think that you'll find a certain over time you'll find a certain amount of people choosing marijuana over alcohol because it has
fewer side effects.
Fewer side effects.
I know for myself. I was a big drinker for many, many years. But I mean, right now, you know, I'm back into smoking marijuana because, for one thing, I've got some medical problems and I need to have it.
But no, everybody's got their own personal preferences for sure. Everyone has their own personal preferences for sure. I just don't know if it's predictable to say that the alcohol industry would take any kind of noticeable hit if marijuana were legalized. I would like to see those numbers, though, and I thank you, Robert, for the call and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. I'd be interested to see.
I don't think it would, because if it was, I guess we'd be seeing it already.
Well, I don't know if we'd be seeing it already. You mean like in California or something like that?
Well,
or?
No, just generally speaking, because people buy it anyway.
Well, right, as Robert just said, right. I mean, he's buying cannabis now instead of alcohol. It's just his personal choice. He likes one better than the other. I mean, obviously, everybody's got their preference, but in the aggregate, alcohol's a pretty popular drug, and I can't see that popularity really waning anytime soon.
I think it would wane, but if marijuana was legalized, especially over time as it became less stigmatized, but I don't think that it would lose, you know.
Well, in California, you can pretty much get pot. I mean, it's not hard to get a medical card in California. Oh, my leg. You know, you just come in with some kind of feign some sort of pain or something like that.
If there was a drop in 10% of distribution of alcohol, it would be distributed over all the beer and liquor distributors, and it wouldn't be some kind of gigantic hit. They just don't want to lose it.
No, I get
if
you.
One out of 10 bars shuts down in California, no one's going to know the difference.
I get what you're saying. I'm just wondering, it's been 15 years in California. It's certainly been a decade of real solid decriminalization as far as cannabis use for medical purposes. So I'm wondering, you know, has there been a 1%, a 5%, you know, I guess 1% wouldn't be statistically significant, but has there been a 5% decrease in the alcohol sales over a decade? I highly doubt it, but I could be completely wrong. All we're doing here is total speculation. So I'd be interested in hearing that, you know, from whoever would know. I guess it'd be like the Association of Bar Owners or Association of alcohol distribution points or something like that. Somebody's got those numbers.
I think a lot of social problems could be solved if somehow marijuana took the place of alcohol, as far as
I agree.
The sort of drug of choice.
You'd have a whole lot less probably domestic violence. You'd certainly have fewer bar fights. People, you know, just messing with other folks out in the street.
I think productivity would increase.
Yeah. Let's go to Matt in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Matt, you're listening via our listen lines. Go ahead.
Hey, man. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
I had 2 points, and one of them was you're asking questions how, you know, people in Amsterdam might get a large quantity of marijuana into their, you know, coffee shops, whatever. Well, that's something that I've recently been researching, you know, stuff like that. And they apparently have to get it in illegally. But once it's already in their doors, they cannot have their local police or federal police take it away from them.
Interesting.
Like, it's already in the safe haven. It's already there. You know what
apparently
I'm saying?
The police but don't care street. Very much. I mean, obviously they don't care very much, or they'd stake out these places and, you know, put in unmarked cars and bust them when they brought in a load and take them off to prison. But they just don't have the prison industrial complex there that they do here in the United States. I mean, it's a huge it's a huge boondoggle.
Definitely.
Cops probably smoke, too.
And and also, I mean, you're talking about prescription medication. Now, that's something that I've dealt with personally in my life, not necessarily that I've done. I've been medicated, but my brother, he's severely handicapped, and he was born completely normal, by the way. He had a severe allergies to peanuts, and then so he started having, you know, he had his first seizure at 18 months old, and
Yikes.
He's my older brother. And my mom didn't know what was going on. She took him to the doctor. They just put him on medication right away, not even considering the fact that it could have been allergies. You know what I'm saying? And even though that my mom was, you know, asking the doctors because it seems like it was allergies, because it wasn't just like oh, he just had a seizure. No, he was like having symptoms up that
allergies
point.
Can cause seizures?
Absolutely.
Hang on.
Yeah,
we can tell your story terrible. Here in a moment if you want. 855-450-FREE. We'll hear more from Matt and your calls as well in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live next.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Get PreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Get PreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore. Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft,
and 50 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th.
Download coupon flyers
and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. If you're on the line, we'll do our best to get you on. If not, you don't get in tonight, no worries. We do it 7 nights per week, from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Maybe on your local radio station, maybe not. If we're not on your local radio station, give them a call. Talk to the program director and ask them real nicely to have some Free Talk Live on their air. Because, again, we do it 7 nights a week, so maybe they're looking at just some weekend changes. We can help them with that.
That's right. I mean, we do it 7 nights a week, and so in 21 and one quarter hours from now, we'll be back on the air.
Exactly right. So you can take control here, 855-450-FREE, and obviously contacting your local talk stations is a great way to help support Free Talk Live. But there are some others, and one of those ways is to promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find how to get a free bumper sticker there, as well as graphics, web graphics, banner ads, that sort of thing, flyers that you can print out and post up locally. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Matt listening in Texas. Matt, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you were telling us about your older brother, I believe it was, who has a peanut allergy, and that apparently brings about seizures, which I didn't know that was possible. Go ahead.
Well, you see, what happened was that, you know, it led to like, fevers, and then, like, you know, the fevers got so severe that his body couldn't control it, you know what I mean? He just went into convulsions. And so, like, that's what started it all. And then, you know, at first they didn't know what was going on, and it was just because he was eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Oh,
and so the doctors got him on, you know, medication and then...
For seizures.
You know, never
seizure medication, right?
Yeah, you know, heavy doses at an 18, you know what I'm saying, 18 months. I mean, already medicated and on a severe level, you know, and then, like, they realized that the medication wasn't working, upping the doses, changing medications, upping the doses. And so he's taking about every experimental, you know what I'm saying, that's out there, is to the point that he's had brain surgery and literally separated the two hemispheres that are connecting to each other, so he doesn't have full-body seizures. He's only having, you know, half-body seizures.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then from there, he had to learn how to walk and talk again and stuff like that. And it was terrible, you know, watching him go from, hey, Matt, you know, I learned this new song at school today, to repeating himself and drooling and not able to carry a conversation, not even respond to what you're saying, but very, you know, and just speak what's on his mind, but on very small sentences and repeat it over and over and over again, you know? It's like, like, that's what I watched him go to, and it was just because of the medication. And then, like, whenever he was little, you know, I remember him being pretty normal but drooling because of the medication. And so, like, I
when did they discover When did they discover he had a peanut allergy? I mean, at what point did that happen?
When he was like 8 years old. Hmm. 8 years old, man. I mean, so he was on medication his damn near his whole life, you know?
And you said he's tried just about everything.
Yeah, everything, and it doesn't work. And you know what? The only reason why medication is even the leading form of like, you know, what hospitals use, what doctors use, is because of the Rockefellers. You know, in the 1900s, J.D. Rockefeller hired a man to go all around the country, and it took him 5.5 years to visit every single hospital that was, you know, up and running at that point. And whoever was using medication for their, you know, for their treatments, he donated $1 million to each one of them so that it just, you know, it just...
And when you say medication, you mean like kind of the traditional pills, not like a natural remedy kind of thing?
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? So I'm all for, you know, marijuana. I'm all for ayahuasca. I'm all for mushrooms. I'm all for whatever it is that's natural. Whatever is not natural is what kills you.
Thank you, Matt, for your call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. I know there are certainly a lot of people. I'm pretty skeptical of a lot of those medications. I think that's interesting. I forget who was talking about this. I don't know if it was on the air or not, but they pointed out that with all these medicine ads, they always kind of list the side effects.
Right.
Well, it's interesting that they call it that. The suggestion of the caller, I think, was that they should just call them effects, because that's what happens to people when they take that medication.
Right.
Those are effects of the medication. They're not the desirable effects. They're not the effects that you're buying the medication for, but those are the effects of taking that medication.
Potential
for a lot
effects.
Of people. Yeah. For some, I mean, right. Some of the side effects affect some people, some don't.
Right. But I took Chantix, which is this stop smoking thing. A lot of people have these horrifying, vivid nightmares on them. Ooh. I had some vivid dreams, but it wasn't.
I just dreamed in color. That was the only difference for me when I took Chantix. Mm. But I remember people that came off it when they had quit smoking that just went off the deep end. They were totally not okay. It messed with their head a lot.
Yeah, it did.
Bobby on the line, listening in Virginia. Bobby, where are you at in Virginia, by the way?
Shenandoah County.
Excellent, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts. You're probably listening to WSVG out of Mount Jackson.
Yeah, I believe so.
Great.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
I was stopped by the police one night, and they found me with a weapon, which I had legally bought in 93, though I could no longer prove it at this time.
Sure. Who's carrying around a receipt for whatever weapon they've got?
Well, it's been 20 years. You know, who knows where that receipt is?
Right.
The gun shop is no longer in business. So anyway, they did the gun check on it and found out that it was stolen from Texas. So
okay.
They took the gun with them and didn't charge me with the crime. And I'm trying to figure out if I handled the situation correctly, if I should have done something differently.
All right. So you were driving. They pulled you over.
Oh,
how did they discover you had a gun?
I was a pedestrian.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, that changes everything. So you were walking, and yes, what happened?
I guess somebody saw me walking along the road, and it was late at night and all that, and they reported what they thought was suspicious activity, which I was just walking down the road.
Were you open carrying?
Walking late at night is considered suspicious activity for a lot of people.
Were you open carrying the firearm?
Not at the time. It was concealed, so to speak.
How did the?
I have a question as well. Are you required to have a license to carry concealed? And is there weapons registration in Virginia?
There was the weapon registration when I bought the gun. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the weapon was registered to you?
Yes, ma'am, supposedly
and
when I bought
it. It's been registered to you for 20 years?
As far as I know. I mean, of course, this is the first time I've ever had any dealings with law enforcement.
Okay, continue with your story. But those are the two questions I had out of
the game. So the cops pulled up. How did they determine you were armed?
I pulled up my jacket to show them the weapon. So that,
why?
You know, would be no questions.
And did they ask you if you had a weapon?
Well, no, they seen it when I pulled it up.
Why did you show them?
just to be on the safe side, I guess.
There's the answer to your question is no, you did not handle the situation correctly.
Well, the mistake was to show them the weapon in the first place. That's only going to give them more of a reason to further investigate you. Here's a tip, and I'm not a lawyer. This is not legal advice, but... True. When the police approach you on the street, it's called a contact. And unless they have some reasonable, articulable suspicion to detain you, you may always ask, whether you think you're detained or not, am I being detained? You can ask the officer that, and if he says yes, you can ask for his reason why you're being detained. You can also ask, am I free to go?
These That's are two my favorite.
Really important questions to ask. Am I free to go? And usually, in a lot of cases with a police contact, you will be free to go, but most people don't know that because the police are very authoritative in their demeanor, and they believe they have to stand there as long as the police police officer wants them to stand there. You were not wanted for any crime. They were not searching for somebody who just robbed a liquor store nearby.
They may very well say something like that, but at that point, then they have probable cause to detain you if that's the case, and then they can go ahead and detain you.
You're under no
obligation. You sound like a really nice guy, and that's what they count on.
Yeah.
They count on people being nice, and they walked away with your gun.
And it was your first time interacting with the police. It's always hard. You know, it gets easier the more times you do it. But you don't have to answer any of their questions. And I'm not going to tell you don't have to show ID. There are apparently some states where they require that, but I think it's ridiculous, the idea that you would have to have ID on you if you're not driving. So generally the best thing to do on a contact situation is to ask if you're being detained and free to go and then leave the scene.
I would also advise that you should check your local laws for the ID and permit or license requirements for you to carry while you are carrying a firearm.
I don't know how easy it is to check your local laws, but you could certainly get in touch with local gun organizations who might know the answer.
Usually the gun organizations have stuff online.
Yep, absolutely.
Right. I'm just saying it's really hard to open up the law books and find that stuff.
The way you explained to me why the officer that conducted the investigation, I guess you could say, legally I was entitled to carry it as long as it wasn't concealed in this county.
I wish we had more time to talk to you. If you want to call back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern Time is when we start the show. You're welcome to call us back. We can continue then because we're out of it for tonight. Bobby, I appreciate your call and appreciate the question. Philip, call us tomorrow. We'll talk to you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blooded body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.